Welcome to the Truth Quest Podcast Quick Rants Edition. Please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, share episodes with your friends, and support the podcast by shopping at truthquestshirtfactory.com. So just the other day, Joe Biden goes out and he claims that his uncle, Bossy Finnegan, was shot down in World War II and eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. That has been proven false, as have many things that Biden has talked about over the years. And it really got me thinking about just the volume of lies this man has told and how the alphabet soup conspiracy media and the sycophant Democrat voters just sit by and act like there's nothing going on here. So I started writing down some of the lies of Biden. Here is the list, which, by the way, is by no means comprehensive, because this dude's been doing this for 50 years. He came to Ground Zero the day after 9/11. His first wife and child died in a car accident with a drunk driver who, quote, drank his lunch. His son Beau died while serving in the military in Iraq. His son Hunter is the smartest guy he knows. That may not be a lie. He was arrested in South Africa while trying to see Nelson Mandela. He traveled over 17,000 miles with the Chinese president when he was vice president. The reconciliation bill cost $0. Remember how he creepily said zero, zero, zero? Here's another lie. The border is secure, or the withdrawal from Afghanistan was a complete success. How about Bidenomics? You know how for about a year and a half he went out and just boasted about how great Bidenomics is. He did that until it was obvious that he was lying. When it comes to economics, he has proclaimed that no one is predicting a recession now. He has said wages are up, gas prices are down. He has said there is no inflation. He has said that inflation is transitory. He has said that inflation is coming down. How about this whopper? Not a single penny more in taxes if you make less than $400,000 a year. Or we cut the debt in half. Or Trump's tax cuts only benefited the top 1%. What about COVID? You're not going to get COVID if you get the vaccinations. Or the vaccine is safe and effective. Or this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Or take the vaccine to protect yourself and those around you. How about this very creepy and strange one? He claimed that he once cleaned oil slicks off his car window because pollution was so bad. Did you know that he is a civil rights icon and that he was raised in the Black community and the Puerto Rican community and in the Jewish community and in the Greek community? Oh, almost left one off. The Polish community as well. Did you know he was a heroic lifeguard who bravely faced down the dreaded corn pop? And he communicated with a dead Amtrak employee named Angelo about his legendary travel habits on the train. How about the athlete and scholar named Joe Biden? Did you know that he earned 3 degrees from college? That was a lie. Did you know he was voted outstanding student in his political science department? That he finished at the top of his class in law school, or that he played football at the University of Delaware, or his grandfather was an All-American football player? All of that was lies. How about the Biden crime family? He knows nothing about the decades-long influence peddling operation. He knows nothing about Hunter's illegalities, money laundering, tax evasion, felonious gun purchase. He never spoke to any of Hunter's business partners. He never facilitated Hunter's business operations by dragging him all around the world on Air Force Two. And he's not the big guy mentioned in Hunter's business communications. He claimed that his student loan forgiveness program was voted on by Congress. He claimed that he was once a truck driver. Oh, and he repeatedly tells the lie that Capitol Hill police officer Brian Sicknick died on January 6th at the hands of Trump protesters. Joe's lying is not restricted to the spoken word. He left the 1988 presidential run for the Democratic nomination in disgrace for plagiarism. Do a search on Biden plagiarism 1988 and see for yourself. There are other instances of plagiarism as well. He got caught plagiarizing a paper in law school. According to a faculty report, Biden, quote, used 5 pages from a published law review article without quotation or attribution. In a letter to the law school faculty pleading not to be dismissed, Biden wrote, quote, "If I had intended to cheat, would I have been so stupid? I value my word above all else." He's always been an arrogant prick, huh? Check out episode 223, The Truth About Joe Biden's Lying, where I play many of the audio clips of these lies.